The following is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute. Growth hormone releasing hormone shown to increase cognitive health. Regular injections of growth hormone releasing hormone have been clinically shown to boost cognitive capacity for both mildly impaired patients and perfectly healthy older individuals. GHRH Alzheimer's treatment. In a recent clinical trial, both healthy and slightly impaired participants were injected with GHRH in an attempt to quantify the potential cognitive benefits of the hormone. The study took place over the course of 5 months and was aggressively controlled and randomized in order to ensure the quality of the results. Subjects that were treated with GHRH were found to have significantly improved mental performance in comparison to recipients of placebo. The primary researcher in this study was Dr. Laura Baker, representative of University of Washington Medical School. The study was recently released in the Archives of Neurology. Baker and her associates were able to pinpoint the general areas of the mind which received the most promising benefits of GHRH hormone therapy. Improved mental faculties were the result of an overall increase in the patient's ability to organize, prioritize, and execute mental processes. The primary area which seemed to improve was verbal, but the treatment did not seem to have a beneficial effect upon the patient's ability to remember visually. GHRH, HGH, and IGF-1. Growth hormone releasing hormone is one of the most important hormones released by the hypothalamus. GHRH is responsible for the proper release of human growth hormone by the pituitary, which has a stimulative and restorative effect upon the body in numerous different ways. Although we have known how HGH affects metabolic processes regarding fat and muscle in the body, we are just beginning to more fully comprehend how human growth hormone affects the brain and other complex organs. After human growth hormone is secreted as a result of GHRH stimulation, HGH cycles through the bloodstream to the liver, where it is processed into IGF-1 and other important hormones known as growth factors. Although most HGH is converted into IGF-1, HGH does have direct stimulative effects upon many tissues on its own. Growth hormones have a powerful effect upon the brain. In the brain, GHRH, IGF-1, and HGH all have beneficial effects upon the health of brain tissue. Nowhere does this seem more clear than in the case of patients suffering from Alzheimer's. As our knowledge of this dreaded disease becomes more fully fleshed out, more and more evidence points to the hypothesis that Alzheimer's could be considered a third form of diabetes, a type of metabolism disorder that affects not the blood sugar, but the composition of the brain itself. Alzheimer's correlated with IGF-1 deficiency. There is growing evidence that Alzheimer's is correlated with decreased levels of these three important and interconnected hormones. New research suggests that it is possible to restore hormone balance with hormones that are functionally identical to GHRH, such as cerebromelain or tesamorelin. In order to reduce the risk of cognitive decline, and safeguard mental capacity in patients that are either at high risk of Alzheimer's or are experiencing mild symptoms of the disorder. Alzheimer's GHRH study specifics. In order to explore this hypothesis, Baker and her associates gathered a group of 152 men and women between the ages of 55 and 87. 66 of these patients were already experiencing mild symptoms of cognitive decline. One set of patients received tesamorelin injections, while the second group received imitation placebo injections. All shots were delivered subcutaneously just beneath the skin. This injection period was designed to last a total of 20 weeks. In the end, 137 of the subjects completed the study, 76 control patients and 61 experimental patients. At the beginning of the study, patients underwent cognitive examination, and changes in cognitive ability were measured at three different intervals during and after the study. The cognitive tests administered were normal assessments of cognitive capacity. After tesamorelin injections began, cognition was evaluated after 10 weeks, after 20 weeks, and then 10 weeks after GHRH injection therapy ceased. At the same time that cognitive evaluations took place, researchers also conducted blood diagnostics in order to find out the level of each of the three considered hormones, IGF-1, GHRH, and HGH, that was circulating through the bloodstream. GHRH benefits both the healthy mind and the cognitively impaired mind. As they examined the data, Baker and her fellow researchers discovered that tesamorelin had the capacity to increase serum levels of IGF-1 by an average of 2.17 times the level active in the bloodstream before treatment. This finding was well within the range of significance and restored the patient's IGF-1 levels to physiologically normal volume. This proved that the tesamorelin had a physiologically appropriate effect on the hormone balance of the patients. After evaluating the physiological expectations of therapy, the researchers then statistically evaluated the cognitive benefits of therapy. All but one of the 152 patients were evaluated cognitively, and signs of mental improvement in the experimental group were found to be significant. Interestingly enough, the increase in cognitive capacity benefited both the control group and the experimental group. At the end of the study period, the 137 patients that finished the trial were evaluated in the same manner. Cognitive evaluation showed an even clearer statistical improvement after a full 20 weeks of treatment. Tesamorelin GHRH was shown to produce benefits in multiple aspects of physiological health. As a whole, the experimental group experienced an overall increase in their overall executive ability, while also experiencing significant gains in their ability to conceive of language and abstraction, but the GHRH replacement did not seem to affect visual representative memory. GHRH burns fat, builds muscles, and builds strong minds. Outside of mental evaluation, GHRH injections also burned fat and increased muscle mass, leading to a reduction in fat-muscle ratio of 7.4% in all patients injected with GHRH. Among patients exhibiting signs of cognitive decline, GHRH administration boosted fasting insulin by 35%. This increase was well within the healthy range of insulin production, however. GHRH side effects minor. Most negative effects that occurred during the study were minor in nature, but they did occur at a higher rate among patients receiving tesamorelin. 68% of experimental patients experienced at least some minor issue during treatment, whereas placebo group only experienced these problems 36% of the time. Large-scale GHRH trial coming soon. Although the results of this study are incredibly promising, the researchers are quick to remind their audience that a larger study is needed in order to more fully explore causality, although the treatment is clearly beneficial. They say that longer and bigger studies are necessary in order to more fully confirm the ability of GHRH to beneficially safeguard mental health into old age. GHRH hormone replacement therapy may be the best hope for Alzheimer's care. This study shows that GHRH injections have the capacity to increase cognitive ability in both mentally healthy and those experiencing mild cognitive decline, as a result of early Alzheimer's or other neurological conditions. GHRH may very well be the beginning of a new era of Alzheimer's treatment that can improve health outcomes and extend quality of life and mental acuity much longer than was previously thought possible for these patients. Alzheimer's is one of the most devastating and cognitively incapacitating diseases in the world, and the quicker we improve treatment options, the quicker that countless patients across the globe can experience a life less addled by the debilitating disease. This article was a release of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. If you found this article informative, we encourage you to call the Conscious Evolution Institute today for more information, or just visit our website. Thank you very much.